Off the Ball. GAA.
What is it about the Dingle Peninsula that creates such great football? Oh,
it's an interesting one, isn't it? There's a storied tradition down there, and they're obviously on a crest of a wave at the minute.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we've the fallout from the chaotic Africa Cup of Nations final between Morocco and Senegal. Troy Parrott is set to have a new club manager after Alkmaar's sack Martin Martins. And Jurgen Klopp has his say on those Real Madrid rumours. But first to events in Rabat, where Senegal stormed off the field in protest at a penalty awarded to host Morocco deep in injury time in the final of the Africa Cup of Nations. Senegal went on to win the game 1-0 after extra time to win the tournament for a second time. Crystal Palace winger Ismaïla Sarr had a goal disallowed for Senegal in injury time for a foul on Achraf Hakimi. Shortly after that then, the host Morocco were awarded a penalty when VAR intervened. The referee was sent to the monitor and pointed to the penalty spot for a foul by Senegal and West Ham defender El Hadji Malik Diouf on Brahim Diaz. At that stage, things had got heated on the pitch and in the stands. Senegal manager Pape Thiaw ordered his players off the pitch. It was Sadio Mane who persuaded them to come back. Diaz had to wait around 15 minutes to take his penalty, and the Real Madrid forward opted for a Penenka, which was saved by former Chelsea goalkeeper Edouard Mendy. The game went to extra time, and then Pape Gay scored a stunning goal early in extra time to win it for Senegal. Senegal's actions will be seen as a major blight on an otherwise successful tournament, although the defeat continues Morocco's poor record in the tournament, which they only previously won 50 years ago. Captain Mane said his side had to continue the game.
Yeah, I think it was the best thing to do because this is just football. I think the referee sometimes can do mistake, but can also be just, can also say what is, we don't know. We're just in the game, so people will judge this, but I think it could be penalty or no, but that's not the more important. The more important is about the people who watch in the world watching this football, and the world, it's not fair to stop the game like this. So I think it was really, really important to play this game, even though we could have won or we could have lost, and it doesn't matter.
Football writer Jonathan Wilson, who was at the game, gave his explanation on the chaotic scenes on his Instagram page.
Edouard Mendy seemed to be at the centre of that. Idrissa Gueye was definitely involved in it. Pape Thiaw, the manager, was definitely sort of signalling them off. And not all of them went. Some of them went down the tunnel, some of them hung around the touchline. Sadio Mane was the one who was, I'd say, most against it. And he certainly then was the one who did most to get them back on the pitch. Now, Claude Lorrain, who, you know, grand old man of African coaching, he's coached 8 African teams, including Senegal, many, many years ago. I mean, long before Mane was playing. He said Mane came up to him and said, "What do I do?" And so some kind of peace was brokered. El Hadj Diouf, not El Hadj Malik Diouf, the West Ham player, El Hadj Diouf, the former Bolton, Liverpool, Sunderland player, he was in the middle of it, calming things down. I mean, if El Hadj Diouf is your peacemaker, how bonkers is the situation? And so eventually, they do come back up.
The Confederation of African Football released a statement earlier on to condemn the behaviour of the newly crowned champions. CAF say they'll take account of what happened, stating action will be taken against those found guilty. AZ Alkmaar have sacked their manager Martin Martins after a poor run of form. Troy Parrott's side were beaten 3-1 at Pegg's Fola on Saturday, just a few days after AZ hammered Ajax 6-0 in the Dutch Cup. Again, Parrott scored a hat-trick in. Alkmaar are 8th in the Eredivisie after losing 5 of their last 7 league games. Martins was in charge for 2 years. Everton boss David Moyes says he's not thinking about their challenge for European football after a 1-0 win away to Aston Villa. Everton are just 4 points behind neighbours Liverpool, who are 4th in the Premier League.
Sometimes football management's stinking, which it was last week. You get knocked out of the cup, you know, the week we don't get wins. So we've had a stinking week. We've been hiding, trying not to be noticeable if possible. But in behind that, we've been trying to work to get things as good as we can. And knowing that we didn't sort of have any players coming back was probably the big thing.
Everton loanee Jack Grealish came back to his boyhood club, and Moyes says he's still well loved by his old team.
I'm sure there was a lot of boos for him at times as well, but it's amazing. Every time I bump into any Aston Villa supporter, and I've come to a few games here recently, they're all sort of asking me, am I looking after Jack? I think he's a boy who's well loved, whatever club, but he's certainly loved from Aston Villa.
Aston Villa boss Unai Emery admits they lost a very good chance in the title race with the 1-0 loss. They could have moved within 4 points of leaders Arsenal. Emery says they'll have to strengthen the squad before next month's transfer deadline.
We have enough players to get the performance we need. Of course, we must replace some players they are leaving.
Emery added the good work done already this season means that the players and fans shouldn't fret just yet.
Premier League is a marathon, 38 matches. We are frustrated, disappointed, but everything we did before is for something.
Newcastle boss Eddie Howe was disappointed with his team's lack of cutting edge in their nil-all draw away to bottom side Wolves. Newcastle could have gone fifth, but they're still only 3 points off the top four.
Football's such a strange game, isn't it? You go back a couple of weeks and we score four against Leeds and in that crazy game, and we look free scoring, we look like we can attack and create at any moment. Today was a very different game. The opponent played a very different way and we struggled to counteract that.
Wolves boss Rob Edwards feels his side are looking a lot more solid after the nil-all draw. It's now five games without defeat in all competitions.
I do think we look more resilient. I think there's more belief there. And, you know, that's hard to sort of turn around from the position that we were in. There was, you know, there was a few that were feeling it, feeling the pressure, were maybe a bit vulnerable. So, yeah, we're certainly trending in the right direction.
Tottenham boss Thomas Frank took training on Sunday and it very much seemed to be business as usual ahead of Tuesday's Champions League game at home to Borussia Dortmund. The Dane is under massive pressure after Saturday's 2-1 loss at home to struggling West Ham, which led to the club's fans calling for Frank to be sacked in the morning. Spurs are 14th in the league and have won only two of their last 13 in the top flight. On Monday morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, football writer Henry Winter joined Colin Buhig and Ger Gilroy and questioned the optics of Frank on the touchline at Spurs.
You've been writing about Spurs on X. You do make the point, you know, the recruitment of Thomas Frank, you know, it did excite some people. Frank was shortlisted for the LMA and Premier League Manager of the Year in 2024-25. What the hell is happening with this club, you know? So is this more of a Thomas Frank issue that he can't adapt to the bigger time? Or is this fundamentally, you mentioned the DNA there earlier to do with Michael Carrick and Manchester United. Is there a DNA issue with Tottenham Hotspur?
I think it's both. I think it's the culture of the club. Antonio Conte left the club in, what was it, 2021, no, maybe later, throwing hand grenades around as he climbed aboard Ryanair, rushed out of the country to get back to Italy, talked about selfish players. I think he talked about, you know, the issues of leadership. I think the board has become a little bit more aware, a little bit more prepared to communicate with fans. I mean, Vinay Venkatesham, the chief executive, put out a very good statement in the programme and to supporters last week. And that needs to be backed up with words. And, you know, you talk about recruitment and Tottenham Hotspur have spent a lot, but it's also about characters, about leaders. It's about things that stats don't always show you. It's about talking to scouts and contacts and ringing around saying, is he a good character? What's he like when you're 2-0 down? What's he like when you're 2-0 up? Will he coast or whatever? So, you know, they're absolutely their elements there. Thomas Frank, there is an element of, you know, listen, mate, this is not Brentford. This is a huge step up. This is Tottenham with the intensity of media interest, the supporters. You've got a magnificent stadium. You've got a magnificent training ground. Respond to that. I mean, it's interesting. I live near Leicester and there's a local argument that one of Leicester City's problems has been since they moved to this unbelievable £100 million training area. I mean, the argument was put to me when Jamie Vardy was there. Does Jamie Vardy need a herb garden to make him play better? And There is that element, and that has been suggested as an issue at Tottenham Hotspur, but then they got to the 2019 Champions League final while at Hotspur away. So I don't know. Look, there are many reasons, but cultural absolutely is an issue. And Thomas Frank, I mean, it sounds like he's got the board vote for the Borussia Dortmund game, which is just as well because he's got a press conference in. We've got open training and then a press conference today, looking forward to the Dortmund game. And I can't imagine there are going to be many questions about the game, but all about him and his future. Look, he's a decent man and he's a good manager. He showed that at Brentford, but that making that step, which Carrick has been able to do because he, as you say, he understands the DNA of the club. You've got to look the part of managers of certain clubs. One of the reasons why Russell Martin struggled at Rangers, he didn't look the part. That might seem a really superficial thing, but actually, if you talk to Rangers fans and you talk to former Rangers players, they'll say, yeah, you've got to wear a suit. You've got to look the part. It's about the DNA. Now, that's a Rangers issue. Michael Carrick, when he was in the dugout, he exuded, even though he's not an arrogant individual, he exuded an authority and a I want to be here.
Yeah.
And he wasn't, you know, he wasn't wearing a club suit or whatever, but he just looked the part. It's like Jose in his coat. We will always come back to coats. Coats and waistcoats in this country. and Thomas Frank doesn't look the part necessarily in the Tottenham area. I mean, the amount of people who say, I hate seeing the Tottenham Hotspur manager chew gum. It might seem like a little bit, and it probably won't mean anything if you're winning and people will roll their eyes, but actually optics matter.
That's very interesting.
If you want to hear that or any of our football chat back in full, you can do so now in your OTB football podcast feed. You can become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. You can also listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30. It's on the Go Loud app and on YouTube. Bournemouth boss Sandoni Iraola admits their defensive frailties are a concern. They go to Brighton tonight with the worst away defensive record in the Premier League. Iraola knows it's an area they have to focus on.
We have been scoring a lot of goals and not getting the results, no? And it's very difficult to do the things we do and to go to, I don't know, to St. James's Park score 3 goals or Chelsea score 2 goals away or Old Trafford score 4 goals away and not win.
That game at the Amex tonight kicks off at 8 o'clock. Celtic's interim boss Martin O'Neill's hopeful the club will start their transfer activity very soon. Fans chanted for them to sign a player during their 2-0 win over Auchinleck Talbot to reach the last 16 of the Scottish Cup. Ireland international Johnny Kenny got the first goal for Celtic. O'Neill isn't ruling out bringing in domestic talent.
I think there are players here. There are no doubt at all about it. That there are players here that are capable of playing, I think, at a higher level, meaning could play in higher level.
Marcus Rashford came off the bench to score for Barcelona, but the La Liga leaders lost 2-1 away to Real Sociedad in a game full of incident. The England international equalised 20 minutes from time with a header in San Sebastian. That was his 8th goal in all competitions since his loan move from Manchester United, but Barca were only levelled for around a minute. Former Wolves man Gonzalo Guedes scored what proved to be the winner. Real Madrid are now just a point behind after their 2-0 win against Levante over the weekend. Former Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says he's no immediate plans to return to coaching. The 58-year-old, now working as Red Bull's global head of football, has been linked with the Real Madrid job. Klopp dismissed the rumours as media speculation, but admits he can't say he'll never be back in the dugout. Speaking of Liverpool, Denise O'Sullivan made a dream debut for Liverpool on Sunday, scoring within 6 minutes of their 6-0 win away to the London Bees in the fourth round of the FA Cup. The Ireland international's move to the WSL from North Carolina Courage was confirmed on Saturday. Elsewhere, Viviana Miedema came off the bench to score twice for WSL leaders Manchester City in their 6-0 win over Bournemouth. Manchester United won 5-0 against Burnley. Second half goals from Stina Blackstenius and Kim Little gave Arsenal a 2-0 win against Aston Villa. Tottenham beat Leicester 3-0 in an all WSL clash, and Charlton hammered Swindon 10-0. And that's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.